Now let's read. Who contrary to hope in hope. You know what it simply means? In hopelessness. How? Jubin, in hopelessness. In hopelessness. Everybody say hopelessness. Okay? In hopelessness, he believed. So that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. Now, you know what? Look at me, please. Everybody need to know this. The church or the house of God or you are a people of miracles and breakthroughs. Can somebody say amen, please? Now, even the worship prepares us to receive miracles, prepares a conducive environment for miracle. Okay? That's when all of us come together. But I want you to know, God doesn't need a conducive environment to perform a miracle. Then we won't call it a miracle. We'll call it a circus. Okay? With all the performance. Are you here with me now? Can somebody say amen, please? You know, in your wilderness experience, in your dry experience, in your hopeless experience, in your extreme despair situation, that's where you are qualified for a miracle. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? And if you're standing here, sorry, if you're sitting here and you say, I am in that situation. I am in that situation. And if you are in that situation, look at the next verse. Verse 19. This is the requirement. Everybody say requirement. And not being weak in faith. Come on. Faith is not your substance. Faith is God's substance. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Looking, Hebrew, the 12th chapter, verse 2, Thomas, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured what? Who endured the suffering and the shame on the cross and died and sat on the right hand throne of the Father. The author of your faith is Jesus. If you are the author of your faith, long ago you are gone. Somebody said, yeah. Who said, yeah? Okay, don't say, yeah, yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah, papaya. You know, Jesus is the author of our faith. And there's no way, now look at me, you can be discouraged in your faith. You can be disappointed in your faith. You can be hurt in your faith. But you cannot be weak in your faith because faith does not belong to you. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. You cannot be weak in your faith. Everybody say tick, tick, tock. No, tick, tick, tock. That's faith. Okay? You know what Jesus said? In Matthew 17 and verse 20, you know what Jesus said? He looked at the disciples. He looked at the disciples. He's still looking at you, you know? And looked at the disciples and he said, because of your unbelief, I say to you, come on, everybody look at me. This is the turning point. You know what he said? He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed. What is mustard seed? In Bahasa Malaysia, sawi. You know, it's so small. Eugene, so small. Okay? Now, that faith is the tick, tick, tock I'm talking about. It's inside of you. Everybody say it's inside of you. It's inside of you. It's right inside of you. You know, and that's why this morning you were in the church. Otherwise, you'll be somewhere else reading the newspaper and having roti canai. Huh? Come on, ochi chong fan. Or pow somewhere. Powing. The faith brought you here. Don't look at your faith as a religious faith. Don't look at your faith as a Sunday faith. Don't look at your faith as a once a week faith. James, don't look at that way. God is the author of the faith. And I tell you, that's all you need for your miracle. If you have faith like a mustard seed, and you would say to the mountain, move from here to there, it will happen, and nothing will be impossible to those who believe. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Look at this. And not being weak in faith, going back to verse 19, he did not consider his own body already dead. That's right. Huh? You know, it simply means 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. He did not consider his body 100 years old. The Sarah 75 years old. Sarah's womb dried up. Huh? Dried up. And Abraham, table pakai, tongkat ali pun table. Did not consider. Now look at me. What you see and assess is not faith. What you don't see and analyze is faith. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. What do I mean? Look at me. Everybody look at me. Your reality is not your finality. Come on. Your immediate is not your ultimate. Your now is not your then. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. I choose not to deny what I see. I choose not to turn a blind eye to what I see. But I know this is not my reality. This is my reality. I acknowledge what I'm going through is yes. Yes, but that's not my finality. Come on, church. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Huh? Are you here with me? It can be your children. It can be your family. It can be your circumstances. It can be your situation. It can be the nation. What do you think we keep praying for Malaysia? The more you pray, it looks like it's going to the dogs. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Some are religious guys. Why? Because you know why? What you see is not what you get. What you believe is what you get. Come on, put your hands together. Whoa! Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Come on, isn't God good? And it says, already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. Sudah mati. And then it says, look at verse 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Did not waver. Say waver. Well, I don't have a promise of God. What are you talking? Okay, 2 Corinthians 1:20. Give me 2 Corinthians 1:20. Huh? I'm not like Sarah. I'm not like Abraham. You're not like Sarah Abraham, but you're a child of God. Look at this. Everybody read. Everybody read. Everybody read. Come on, everybody read. Look at this. For all the promises. What? Okay, look at me. All the promises. Say all the promises. All the promises. To save my unsaved family. To heal my sick body. To set me free from my bondage. And to heal every marriage. And to heal the nation. And set my finance free. And set my head free. And set my heart free. And set everything that's a blockage in my life free. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. To the glory of God through us. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Michael. Your wife is asking you to clap hands. Come on, clap. Okay, that's right. I saw. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You can waver in your circumstances. You can waver in your situation. You can waver in your hope. But then don't waver at the promises of God. It's done. All the promises of God are pre-prepared. Like prepaid, pre-prepared, already in heaven, already in heaven. It takes your faith and your belief in the promises of God to bring the blessings that you want. Huh? I wanted to see what's inside. Hope you don't. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Whoa! Somebody shout, whoa! And I declare this morning, let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. You know what? After he did not waver the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. Strengthened in faith. Where is the faith? Inside. Now look at me. The lady with the blood issue. Remember the lady with the blood issue? Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Huh? Hello? You know the lady with the blood issue? Many of us think it is the touch that healed her. No. It's not the touch. Remember she touched Jesus? If I touch the gum? No. You read the conclusion of the story. You know what Jesus said? Daughter, verse 35, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. There is something that's inside of you when you put to action that will explode into a miracle, like this lady who had 12 years of blood issue. And many would think that because she touched, and I want to touch Jesus, because she touched Jesus and I got healed. That's not the truth. It's the faith inside of her that made her alive to miracles. And you have that faith. You have that faith. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You have that faith. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And it's about time. Just put to use your faith. Just put to use. Come on, say put to use. If it doesn't work today, it'll work tomorrow. If it doesn't work tomorrow, it'll work day after tomorrow. If it doesn't work day after tomorrow, it will surely work. You know why? Faith will never fail. Faith will never fail. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Church, come on. Come on. Come on. We're not just supposed to be spirit-filled for a revival. We're supposed to be faith-filled for a revival. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Let me finish reading this. And being fully convinced. Say, fully convinced. You know what? I can lie to you. You can lie to one another. But God is not a liar. He's not a liar. Are you here with me? So you can believe and be fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also. Everybody say also. Come on, say also. Also. That word also is important. You know? It's an English word, also. Everybody say also. Also to perform. I like that. He's not just a promise giver. He's not just a promise keeper. But he's a promise performer. Come on. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? How many of your faith, you think it's ready for a miracle? Put up your leg. Because kick the devil. Unbelief. I want you to stand to your feet right now. Come on. Come on. Not everybody. Can lie. Everybody's okay. Okay. We haven't finished the service yet. Okay. I want you to do this. Lift up your hands. Church, this morning, there's two ways you can receive a miracle. Number one, receive it now. Number two, you can receive it in your spirit. Huh? Mark 11:24. I didn't say Jesus said. Whatever things you desire, pray, believe, and receive them. Where do you receive them? You don't receive them in your iPhone. You receive them in your heart. In order to receive the miracle in your heart, you need to picture, hold hands. Is your husband? Boyfriend, hold hands. Don't worry, you're scared. Okay? Come on. And I want you to receive that miracle. Picture. Picture. Hope against hope. Hope against hope. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. You know what Paul said? Call into those things that were not as though they were. Yeah, call. Come on. Husband and wife, hold hands together and just pray. Nothing in this world is going to bring forth any form of separation from God. Come on. I want you to picture your miracle. Number one, you can receive it now. Number two, you can receive it in your spirit. And many days later, and I prophesy, many days later, according to the time and season of God, I, the Lord, will bring it to pass. And your job is to receive and give thanks to the Lord. There's power in imagining the promise of God. Father, this morning, this is the miracle that we are praying for. This is a miracle. I want you to picture in your spirit. This is a miracle that we are praying for. And we want to receive it. Picture, picture. It takes a bold man and woman to picture your blessing. It takes a man of guts and courage. And hope against hope. And whatever the devil has said. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive a miracle. Receive your miracle. Right now, picture, 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 and I receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Your picture must be clear. It has to be original, not Photoshop.
Photo what?
Not Photoshop. It must be original. Don't go home and cut and paste, okay? Receive it now. Come on, just receive it now. Thank you, Lord. Father, you are honored because we are trusting you. You are pleased. Hebrews 11:6. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe he is, and he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just receive your miracle. Close your eyes. Always eating chewing gum. Thank you, Lord. Just picture, picture a miracle. Picture a miracle. Shut up, rata, shut up, shut up. Come on, picture it. Don't worry. The devil will tell you, oh, you waited so long, Porter. You don't trust the devil. You trust God. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive the miracle. Father, we establish this miracle in the picture of our heart. And we want to just give thanks to you. And I stand and intercede for every family, every individual that is standing here. You hold your hands, you picture your miracle, and it's my job to intercede for you. And I stand in the gap, and I intercede for every one of them, hope against hope, and circumstances against circumstances. I intercede for them right now as a watchman who will stand in the gap. And I pray for every one of them right now as they have received the miracle in the spirit, that the enemy will not take it away from them when they leave this service. And there's no more the voice of the pastor, no more the voice of the keyboard, and the devil would just come and just take it away. I'd cancel it and seal it with the power of the blood of Jesus. And the Lord would say this to you: what you cannot and what I can do is a miracle. It's a miracle. And receive it. Thank you, dear Father. Seal it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, before you sit down, just smile at one another. Then sit down, please. Okay, come. Agnes, come. Come, Agnes. Are you ready to play for her? Can I have the musicians come? Thank you, Lord. Agnes is going to minister to us. Agnes has a beautiful voice from heaven. And this morning, I just want you to open up your heart and just receive. Let the Lord minister to you. You want to stand there, stand here, there. Now you're pointing finger here and there. What you want? What, do you need music? I can play the drum for you. Why are you laughing, huh? I didn't say I can play well. I said I can play. Come on. Meanwhile, while they're preparing, I want to thank you for giving to Faith Promise. We asked you only for 200,000, but today we have received 263,000, almost 64,000. I want you to put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. And we are praying for you that you'll be able to fulfill. There's only 3 months, and trust you that you will.
They bow before your throne.
Just allow the Lord to minister to you.
For
That's right. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to just prepare our hearts for communion this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Come on, sing it from your heart. Just lift up your hands to you. They'll bring it to you. The Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Who is and was and is to come. Thank you, Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
You're worthy, Jesus.
You are worthy of it all.
Come on, all over this place, we worship the Lord.
For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
I want you to just unpack your communion right now and hold it in your hands, please. The next couple of minutes. David said in Psalms 139 verse 23-24. Search me, O God. Know my heart today. Try me and know my thoughts. If there's any anxious ways, wicked ways, lead me in the path that's everlasting. Examine our hearts that we will come in faith to receive this communion. Thank you, Lord. All over this place. Father, I just pray those that need to be healed will be healed. Those that are praying for children, today their wombs will be open in Jesus' name. Their loins will be activated. Those that are waiting for things that are not done will be done. Not completed will be completed. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just hold the cup and the bread in our hands. The cup that signifies the new covenant that you made in your blood for us. How precious. The bread that signifies your broken body painfully for each one of us. As we partake this communion, bless this, dear Father. Let it be an honor and reverence to you, and a blessing of miracle and intimacy for each one of us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, as in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 23 right up to 31. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks to the Father, he broke the bread and gave to the disciples and he said, "This bread is my broken body." And Jesus said, "As often as you eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me." Everything that's broken is set to be healed. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Prophet Isaiah says about Jesus, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. Iniquity. Twisted love, twisted truth, twisted righteousness. And he was punished for our peace. And by his stripes, we're healed. Some of your hearts may be painful. I just noticed someone put the hand on the heart, but God sees it more than me. And let the Lord just heal your heart. As you eat this bread, let your heart be healed. Can we do that right now as a family? Let's eat.
Night and day, let incense arise.
Just give room for your healing.
Day and night and day, let incense arise. Day and night and day, let incense arise. Day and night and day, let incense arise. Day.
Like manner, then Jesus took the cup and he gave the cup to the disciples and he said, "This cup symbolizes the new covenant that I made in my blood, the covenant of forgiveness, the covenant of new life, the covenant of new beginning." And Jesus said, "As often as you drink this cup, do this in remembrance of me." Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus through the forgiveness of our sin according to the manifold grace of God. Come on, let's drink this cup as a family. Thank you, Lord. Before you put your cup down, I asked Derek to go to the back because somebody was disturbing the communion. Please don't do that. Everybody is seriously praying. Somebody is just walking out and talking to someone. We're supposed to take this communion reverently. Say reverently. And that's very important, okay? If you're the person who did that, ask the Lord to forgive you, okay? Lift up your hands to Jesus right now, all over this place. All over this place. Father, we just pray that this communion will be a blessing, dear Father. Come on, receive your miracles. I'm going to ask for the director to come and just pray for us. We're going to worship the Lord. And after that, we're going to go home. Come on, everybody, let's worship.
Love the glory.
lifted up to us, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. And we ask, Lord Father, that even as we leave from this place, Lord Father, may your presence go before us, Lord. And we pray, Lord Father, that we will be a church that will be so sensitive to your voice, that we will be a church that's so sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And by faith, Lord Father, every single thing that we have been contending for, by faith, Lord, it shall be done in Jesus' name, Father. I declare over your people that this week will be a week of hope, will be a week of breakthrough, it will be a week of miracle in Jesus' name. I declare even as they leave from this place, God, Father, they will have a greater encounter with you and the greater breakthrough is waiting for them, Lord Father. Bless your people even as they leave from this place, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say, amen, amen. God bless you, church, with this. The service is over. If you need prayer, you can come forward. We'll be ready to pray for you. God bless you. We'll see you next week.